由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Welcome our listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，欢迎你收听天路导向。
What a joy it is to know that you are enjoying this series of messages from the life of Abraham.
感谢主，让我们知道你喜欢我们讲这一个的亚伯拉罕生平的这个的系列信息，就是信心之旅。
And we are so glad to hear from so many of you.
我哋亦都喺网上见到你喺留言板上面去留言，同埋收到你嘅信啦。
In our last broadcast, we learned that fear, in one form or another, comes to all of us.
喺上一次嘅节目里面，我哋学习到每一个人都具有唔同形式嘅恐惧。
And that fear does not come to each of us at the same time or under the same circumstances.
而恐惧会喺唔同嘅时间、唔同嘅情况来临。
We learned that although it might seem contradictory, that there are fears that hit after a great victory.
我哋亦都系学习到，虽然有啲矛盾，但系恐惧竟然系随住一个了不起嘅胜利而嚟噶。
There are fears that only move in after great achievements and accomplishments.
有啲恐惧则系随住一个重大嘅成就而嚟噶。
The Bible reveals to us that this kind of fear must have struck Abraham.
从圣经里面，我哋可以睇到亚伯拉罕就曾经遇上过咁样嘅恐惧啦。
And that is why God said to him in chapter 1, verse 15 of the book of Genesis, "I am your shield, your very great reward."
呢个就系点解神喺创世记第十五章第一节嗰度同佢讲话：我系你嘅盾牌，必大大咁样赏赐你。
Most likely, by the time Abraham got home, he was devastated physically, mentally, and emotionally.
我哋上次讲过，当亚伯拉罕翻到屋企嘅时候，极有可能佢嘅身心灵都彻底咁样瓦解啦。
You will only appreciate the way Abraham felt if you have experienced what it is to have victory over Satan.
但是我们讲过，唯有当你经历过什么叫做胜过撒旦的时候，你才能够真正地体会亚伯拉罕的感受。
You will understand the drain that takes place after the victory.
你才能够了解那种胜利之后的筋疲力尽。
And I said in the last broadcast that some of you might be saying, how can you have fear after victory?
上次我曾经问过你，可能会话点解我会喺得胜之后仲产生恐惧呢？
And I also said that the wonderful thing about our Lord is that He knows even our unspoken needs.
我亦都讲过，我哋嘅主真系奇妙，甚至连我哋冇讲出嚟嗰种嘅需要，佢都知道。
I also mentioned that the moment when you and I are most vulnerable to sin.Is a moment after the flush of victory.
我同时亦都讲到，你同我对罪最软弱、最容易遭受攻击嘅嗰个时刻，就系当我哋沉醉喺胜利嘅嗰一刹那。
That is why God said to Abraham, "Do not be afraid, because I am your shield."
呢个就系点解神要对亚伯拉罕话到，你唔使惊，因为我就系你嘅盾牌。
Listen to what Abraham said in verses 2 and 3 of chapter 15 of the book of Genesis.
但系喺而家就不如让我哋翻开圣经创世记第十五章第二、第三节，去睇下亚伯拉罕点样去回应主嘅应许。
He was yearning for reassurance.
如果你仔细睇圣经嘅话，你会睇到亚伯拉罕一而再、再而三咁样向神去求保证，消除佢嘅恐惧。
Let us read those two verses.
让我哋嚟睇下呢两节经文系记载喺创世记第十五章第二节同埋第三节噶。喺第二节嗰度咁样写到，亚伯兰说：主耶和华， 我既无子，你还赐我什么呢？并且要承受我家业的是大马士革人以利以谢。阿伯兰又说，你没有给我儿子，那生在我家中的人就是我的后嗣。
You would think that after verse 1, where God assured Abraham not to be afraid, that Abraham would fall on his knees and thank the Lord.
你可能会以为，当在第一节的时候，神就向阿伯拉罕保证，叫他不要惧怕，跟着阿伯拉罕就要苦伏跪拜，三拜九叩，这样去多谢神。
But that is not the case.
但是事实并非如此。
In fact, all that you hear from Abraham after the great word of assurance is a note of despair.
事实上，在神对亚伯拉罕有咁大嘅保证之后，亚伯拉罕只系回应咗一啲绝望嘅话，而唔系我哋期待嘅三跪九叩嘅多谢。
You might say that doesn't make sense.
你可能会谂话，点解神对亚伯拉罕咁好，但系亚伯拉罕嘅回应系咁消极、咁绝望，系咪唔合理呢
？Oh yes, it does.
但系我哋想话俾你听，呢一样嘢系合理噶。
Put yourself in Abraham's place just for a moment.
你试下谂下，暂时将你放喺亚伯拉罕嘅角色，你反转去谂下。
God made a promise to Abraham.
神最初赐咗一个应许俾亚伯拉罕。
And 10 years later, the promise had not been fulfilled.
而呢个应许话到，我要让你嘅子孙后嗣好似天上嘅星、海上嘅沙咁多。但系过咗10年，呢一个应许仲未成就。
Any of us would have panicked after 10 days, not 10 years.
如果对我哋嚟讲啊，我哋就算过咗十日，已经会开始担心。但系亚伯拉罕已经经历咗10年啦。
Think of how embarrassing and humiliating it is for Abraham.
你谂下，其实呢一样嘢对亚伯拉罕嚟讲系几咁嘅羞愧，同埋几咁嘅冇面啊。
For 10 years, Abraham had been introducing himself to people as the man whose descendants would be as the dust of the earth.
我哋唔知道亚伯拉罕会唔会咁样自称话，哎，我啊会多子多孙，我嘅子孙甚至好似天上嘅星、地上嘅沙、尘土咁多。
Some may have asked him, Abraham, by the way, how many children do you have right now?
咦，可能嗰个时候就会有啲人去问佢话，亚伯拉罕啊，咁你而家有几多个仔先
？Oh, none, not yet.
仲未有噶。
Oh, but God made me a promise.
但系神应许过我。
After 10 years, his neighbors were snickering behind his back.
过咗十年，佢嘅邻居可能喺亚伯拉罕嘅背后去窃窃私语，话呢个人点解仲未有仔嘅。
As they watch him and Sarah get older, they probably begin to wonder about his state of mental health.
佢哋开始担心啦，究竟佢哋见住亚伯拉罕越嚟越年长、越嚟越年老嘅时候，见住撒拉越嚟越老嘅时候，佢哋怀疑亚伯拉罕同撒拉系咪精神有问题呢？
You know, when I was 19 years of age,
各位听众朋友，我想讲一个有关我自己嘅故事。喺我19岁嘅时候
，I told my Christian friends about something that the Lord had promised me。
我同我嘅基督徒朋友讲话关于神应许我嘅一啲事
，which seemed absolutely impossible at the time。
喺当时，人系觉得呢样嘢系完全唔可能噶。
And they were genuinely concerned about the state of my mind.
佢哋系好真诚，真系好真诚咁样去关心我嘅心理状态。
They went and talked with some of my family members with real concern.
佢哋有啲人去咗同我嘅家人去倾起佢哋嘅担心。
They were deeply concerned about the state of my mind.
佢哋表达咗对我嘅精神健康有一种深切嘅忧虑同埋关心。
How can he pray, they asked, and claim the impossible?
他们问为什么这个人可以祈祷并且要求一些不可能的事发生呢？
Very simply,
老实讲，我同你讲系非常简单噶。
God said it, that's all.
神讲咗就算数噶啦。
Within 6 months, God did it.
唔到六个月嘅时间，神就成就咗佢所应许嘅一切事情。
What probably was happening with Abraham at that point?
我谂当时发生喺亚伯拉罕身上嘅情况可能系咁噶。
Was that the battle was waging in his heart and mind?
佢嘅头脑同心里面正喺度争战紧。
And he began to ask the Lord.
佢就开始问主啦。
Lord, have I misunderstood your promises?
主啊。我对你的应许会不会是会错了意呢
？Lord, have I misheard you？
主啊，是不是我听错了嘢呢
？Lord, I am becoming concerned about my reputation。
主啊，我开始担心我的名声啦。
My listening friends, listen to me very carefully. This is very important。
各位亲爱的听众朋友，这个地方我们将要讲的事是非常重要的，请你仔细去听，留心去听。
God's delays are never his denials.
神的延迟绝不是代表他是一个出尔反尔的主。
Just because God delays the fulfillment of his promise to you, it does not mean that he is denying that promise.
神延迟了去成就他对你的应许，并不代表他否定了那个的应许。
But you better be absolutely certain that it is God's promise and not a promise that you made in the flesh to yourself.
但是你最好完全去肯定那个就是神的应许，而不是你凭着血气自己给自己的应许。
Because if it is God's promise, you can be sure of this.
因为如果佢真系神嘅应许嘅话，咁样呢方面你就可以确定啦。
During the waiting times, God is enrolling you in the school of spiritual growth.
喺等待嘅期间，神要将你放喺灵命长进嘅学校里面。
Solomon understood this heavenly educational principle and said years later in Ecclesiastes 3:11.
所罗门王了解这个属天教育的原则，所以他在多年之后，他在传道书第三章十一节这样讲。
He has made everything beautiful in its time.
神造万物各按其时成为美好。
During the waiting process, we often go through the following stages.
在这个的等待的过程当中，我们很多时候会经历以下的一些阶段。
Stage number one.
第一个我要讲的阶段就是
What is wrong with me?
我究竟发生什么事呢
?Why God is not fulfilling his promises to me?
为什么神没有成就他对我的应许呢
?Stage number two.
而当我们过了第一个阶段之后，去到第二个阶段了。
We question our motives.
我们就会去怀疑自己的动机。
Why am I seeking after this thing?
为什么我会去追求这些事呢
?Stage number three.
当我们过了第二个阶段，就会进入第三个阶段。
We lift up our souls to the Lord and begin to agonize in prayer with him.
我们会将心灵交在主的手里面，然后向祂祈祷，并且在痛苦之中被煎熬。
And that's exactly where God wants us to be.
主就正正就要将我们放在这个地方。
A few of you, my radio friends, might be asking.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，可能你们当中也都有人在问这一条的问题。
You mean God wants to see agonize in prayer?
你马克牧师，你的意思是不是要神话要让我在祷告当中受痛苦呢
？Oh yes, sir.
是的，我想话俾你听，呢样嘢系噶。
Yes, that's exactly what he wants.
神就正正想你咁样。
When delay occurs in our lives,
当我哋生命当中有事去让我哋导致我哋延迟嘅时候，
we give the Lord much more attention than we have ever given him before.
我哋会比以往对主有更加多嘅注意力，更加多嘅专注力。
During the delay,
当嗰啲事情系迟迟都未能完成，迟迟都未达到我哋所期望嘅境界嘅时候，
as we speak to the Lord, he speaks to us.
我哋会向主去说话，而同时主亦都会同我哋讲嘢。
He begins to teach us if we have a teachable heart.
如果我哋有一颗受教嘅心嘅话，主就会开始去教导我哋。
You make it difficult for yourself if you consciously or unconsciously refuse to learn God's lesson.
而当你有意无意咁样去拒绝神嘅教导嘅时候，你就喺度自找麻烦啦。
Until you have come to the place of agonizing before the Lord, you are not able to hear his voice.
直到你喺主嘅面前感到痛苦嗰个地步嘅时候，你否则你就唔能够听到主嘅声音。
Or hear the things that he wants to say to you.
就算你想听到主对你讲嘅嘢，你都未必能够听到。
In verse 3, Abraham proceeds to remind the Lord of his preferred plan.
在创世纪第十五章第三节里面，亚伯拉罕不断地去提醒神，究竟亚伯拉罕自己心中理想的计划是什么？
Namely, that Eliezer of Damascus, his servant, whom he adopted, will inherit him, and that's just as good.
亚伯拉罕就说到了，你啊，既然冇俾我有儿子咁样生喺我家中嘅，就系我嘅后嗣而承受我嘅家业，就系大马色人以利以谢。
And that's very pragmatic on the part of Abraham.
老实讲，喺呢一刻，亚伯拉罕又冇儿子嘅时候，宣布以利以谢作为佢嘅后裔咧，都系几实际噶。
This was very good problem solving.
看来可能这个就是解决问题的上策了。
Abraham probably thought it would help God save face.
可能亚伯拉罕觉得他这样做是能够让神有点面子，是存留住留点面子给
他。Is that kind of thinking right?
究竟这种想法是不是对的呢？
No, it's wrong.
这一种想法，我想告诉你，是完全的错误的。
God is so patient, he is so loving, and in his love, he tells Abraham no.
神是非常有耐心、有爱心的神，他用爱告诉亚伯拉罕，这件事是错的。
I am the God of miracles.
神就是那位行奇迹的神。
I am the God of the supernatural.
神就是那位超自然的神。
I am the God of the impossible.
神就是那位无所不能的神。
I am the God of the undoable.
神就是那位能够扭转乾坤的神。
And you will have a son who will come out of your body.
你将会有一位儿子是由你本身所生的。
Verse 6 is a very important verse.Of chapter 15 of the book of Genesis.
第六节是创世纪第十五章里面一句非常重要的经文。
Abraham believed the Lord, and he credited to him as righteousness.
亚伯兰相信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
It was by faith, not by works, that Abraham was saved.
亚伯拉罕的得救，如果你看回希伯来书的话，是本着信而不是借着行为。
Then God does something to assure Abraham using the very custom of those days.
神之后就用了在当时的习俗来让亚伯拉罕确信他了。
In the days when they did not have lawyers looking over the fine print in a contract before it was signed,
在那个时候还未有律师是会替人在签约之前看下个合约究竟是讲什么
的。Contractual agreements were performed in a certain ritual.
当时合约性的协定都是用某一些仪式来完成的。
They would take a designated animal depending on the size of the contract.
他们会按住合约的大小或者按住合约的重要性来选定一只的牲畜。
They will cut it in half.
然后将这一只牲畜切为两半。
Then arrange the pieces in such a way that between them there was an empty space.
一半对住一半这样排列，并且在两半之间留一个间隔。
That space would be like an aisle or a corridor between the two halves.
这个两只牛的中间就好像隔着一条巷或者一条通道。
The men who are making the contract would walk together between the two halves of the animal.
而立合约的两个方面或者是两个人就会一起从这两半的动物中间走过。
While they were walking, each man would declare that if he broke his half of the contract,
当他们走的时候，每一个人走的两方面，每一个人都会郑重地声明，如果他毁了他自己那部分的约。
What happened to the sacrificed animal would happen to him.
这样发生在这一只被宰的动物身上的事，亦都会发生在他身上。
To put it bluntly,
可以直接了当地跟你说这一件事是在做什么呢？
Both men are actually sealing the covenant with their own blood.
原来这两个人实际上都是用自己的血来起誓来立约。
If one partner broke the covenant,
如果其中一个人毁了约的话，
he would have to be ready to give his life as a payment or restitution.
他就要用自己的性命来赔偿损失。
How about that for a binding agreement?
如果用这一种方式来确保一样协定，你认为是怎样
呢？ Some of you may have been cheated and wish that this method still operative today.
有些人曾经被欺骗并且利用，希望今日是继续使用这一种方式。
There was no government arbitration back then.
老实讲，在那个时代虽然是没有政府的仲裁
or courts of law，
又或者是没有法庭的律法，
and there was no wiggling out of a contract，
但是亦都没有随意去摆脱合约和悔约的事。
But here in Genesis 15，
但是在这里就是创世纪十五章这个地方，
there was one most important twist in this covenant，
这个约有一个非常重要的转折点。
The Lord alone walks down the corridor.
就是神独自这样走过那条中间的通道。
The Lord alone walks between the two halves.
是神独自这样走在那两半的牲畜之间。
The Lord alone obligated himself unconditionally to this servant Abraham.
是神让自己单方面的毫无条件地向他的仆人阿伯拉罕守约。
And that was the sign that Abraham was looking for.
而这一样东西正正就是阿伯拉罕要寻求的征兆。
Abraham had no part in the transaction.
阿伯拉罕并不需要在这一项的交易当中做任何的事。
Abraham had no obligation to meet.
阿伯拉罕并不需要负上任何的责任。
Abraham did not walk between the sacrificed animal.
阿伯拉罕并没有走过在被宰杀的牲畜中间。
Abraham was only to trust and God would fulfill his promises.
阿伯拉罕要做的事是单单地信赖神，神就会成全他的应许。
Chapter 15 closes with the Lord giving Abraham a final reminder and restating of the promise.
在第十五章结束的时候，神最后这样提醒亚伯拉罕，并且重申亚伯拉罕的应许。
My listening friends, as I leave you today, I want to tell you something very important.
所以各位亲爱的听众朋友，我想话俾你听喺呢度，喺今日节目结束嘅时候话俾你听一样嘢。
You do not have to fear because the Lord is in control.
你唔再需要惧怕，因为神已经掌管一切。
You don't have to be anxious because all things in your life will occur according to God's timing.
你不需要忧虑，因为你生命当中每一件事都会按照神所定的时间来发生。
You don't have to doubt because God means what he says.
你不需要感到遗憾，因为神讲的事就是算数的了。
You don't have to fear because God's delay does not mean God's denial.
你不需要害怕，因为神的延迟并不是说神是出尔反尔的。
You don't have to live in uncertainty because God's covenant is unconditional.
你不需要生活在不确定的日子里面，因为神的约是无条件的。
In our next broadcast, we will find out what happens when our lives are lived in disobedience to God.
而在下一次的节目里面，我们将要讲下究竟我们不信服神的旨意而活的时候，究竟会发生什么事。各位弟兄姊妹，今日天路导向的时间又到尾声了，不知你对神和亚伯拉罕所立的约有什么反思呢？原来信心之旅的终极目标就是见到立约的时候是神自己走过去那两只裂开的牲畜中间，而不需要亚伯拉罕去负责，是神自己单独走过那条中间的通道。我们看到原来神的恩典是完完全全是毫无保留地是施行在我们身上。我们的工作，我们就是要去信靠祂，我们要去接受祂，我们要去让祂进入我们的心中。弟兄姊妹，不知在你的生命当中，在你的生活当中，你愿不愿意接受我们的主成为你生命的主宰呢？弟兄姊妹，让我们在今日去到家，去到工作，去到教会，去到每一个地方的时候，都反思这一样东西，我们同主究竟要立的约是什么约呢？亦都如果大家有对信仰的疑问，对我们天路导向有兴趣的话，欢迎你是写信来到给我们。我们的地址是香港九龙大友街一号十楼，香港九龙大友街一号十楼。你只要在上面写下是找天路导向的万峰的话，或者给麦克牧师的话，我们就会收到你的来信。愿神大大赐福给你，在今日当中愿神与你同在。我们下次同样时间再会。